Good day, everybody. Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef with Agnet West. Day three of our delicious corn recipes is about to get so much better. And the reason why I say that is succotash. You've ever had it before? I hope not, because this recipe is really a 1-2-3 knockout. I think you're going to love it. And what we're going to do to get started is 1 tablespoon of olive oil, 1/2 onion, medium diced, 3 cups of fresh corn, 2 green squash, small dice, 1 yellow squash, small dice. And it's very important that once we have all those working together, we only use 1 tablespoon because of what? Because we are sauteing, which means we're going to put up the heat as high as we can put it, and we're going to put as little bit amount of fat as possible, our fat being this time olive oil. So it's important to remember that. What I'm going to do next is I'm going to let that saute up for about a good 4 minutes on high heat. That's going to be moving around fast. So what we're going to do is grab that pan and shake, 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 just so you make sure nothing stays still. If any vegetable stays still on a high heat, it will directly burn them and will destroy the product. And we don't want to do that, because I promise you guys are going to love this recipe. The next thing I'm going to do is 1 cup of grape tomatoes. I cut those at a bias, which is like a 45 degree angle. If you're not too familiar with the bias, you could cut the tomatoes right in half. And these are grape tomatoes. These are the little tomatoes they usually throw in a salad or something. But they have so much more meaning and value in the Untamed Chef's kitchen that I have to share that with you. Next thing I'll have is 1 clove of garlic that I'm going to mince. Now, we're not going to turn this into a paste. We're going to turn this into as fine a mince as possible. And that's exactly what a mince is. I highly recommend using the front end of your knife. If it's not too sharp, you can use even some kind of a different knife if you're not really that great with a chef's knife. Only because I don't want nobody to get hurt at all. 1/4 cup of white wine. Any wine will suffice. As long as it's white and it's wine, it should be okay. And I love to use 1 tablespoon of garlicky garlic seasoning, just because I like a little bit of the granulated garlic mixing in with the fresh garlic. The flavor is so just umami. I absolutely adore it. Lastly, and definitely not least, I put salt and pepper to taste, and everybody has their different preferences on salt and pepper. This is such a fun recipe. It looks good at a dinner table. It looks good at a potluck. I took some of this to a priest friend of mine. He absolutely loved it. This is a very good recipe. And remember, for this recipe and many more, follow me at www.ajhtheuntamedchef.com and watch my show on www.foodietv.com and give us a like at Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, on Facebook. And as always, this is Albert J. Hernandez, the Untamed Chef, with Agnet West.